And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. Hey, if you have any questions, send those my way. You can email me at askandy@luinc.com. And I got to tell you, I'm finally doing another show from the road, another road show. We dusted off the what we call the RV bunker, and we call it that because we drove this thing off there, pulled it off the dealer's lot December 31st, 2019, right before you know what happened in February, March of 2020, COVID. And we spent a lot of time, you know, out in the country, traveling, hunkering down in the RV bunker. And this is actually our first extended trip in the RV this year. My son's been playing sports and all that good stuff. Great learning for him, great experiences as a family, seeing the country. And this is simply how we, my wife and I, how we express our financial freedom. And you get to financial freedom, let me define that for you, when you build and create enough passive income from your investments, right? You're putting your money to work for you rather than working for your money, so that you no longer have to work a J-O-B, a job. Anyhow, so where am I? Roadshow today. I'm coming to you from Omaha, Nebraska. And I'll tell you, it was a slow drive up with some nice stays, some pleasant places in Kansas. And it's funny because each stop, you know, you talk with your fellow campers at the RV parks or wherever you are, and where are you from? Yeah, we're up from Dallas-Fort Worth. Okay, cool. Where are you? Texas, right? Where are you headed? Oh, we're going to Omaha, Nebraska. And then they just give you this dumbfounded look. Why? Why on earth are you going to Nebraska? We actually lived here about two decades ago for a number of years, and Omaha's a wonderful city. Is this a good place to invest? Now, we don't have Lifestyles Realty in Omaha or in Nebraska. We are in Kansas City, in Missouri, and in Kansas, just 3 hours down the road. So we're going to talk about that, and I had another thought tied to my visit here. What if you've not bought a rental house in a number of years, a few years, 5 years? Maybe it's been a decade or even longer. Should you just jump back in? And if not, what steps might you take first to be sure that you are indeed successful? Yeah, you've got experience, you've done it, but it's been a while. Just like I had to dust off the RV, it's been a while. And normally I try to bring on a local guest when I'm out on the road like this, somebody from the area, whether they're investing locally in that area where I am, or maybe they live there and they're investing out of state. For example, when we traveled to Colorado a few years ago, I had a number of guests on. Colorado's kind of an expensive place, so a lot of my guests were investing in other places, like in Houston, Texas, from Colorado. Investing out of state, we teach you how to do that at Lifestyles Unlimited. When we were in Tennessee, we talked with a local guy about the market there. In fact, when we were all up and down the East Coast, we brought a number of local investors on, but I could not find anyone in my network anyhow. It's pretty extensive that had Omaha or other Nebraska connections that are investing. So, hey, I'll tell you what, if you're listening to me now on the radio or maybe catching the podcast afterwards, and you do invest in Omaha or Nebraska, send me an email. Let me know how that is going. You can email me at askandy@luinc.com. I'd be very curious to hear. And if you want to catch any of those past road shows, want to hear about Colorado, want to hear about the markets where we're investing in Tennessee or South Carolina, North Carolina, maybe you want to hear about Texas, where I just drove from, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you can click on the radio tab. You can find all of our past shows there, or you can go out to any of the podcast apps and look for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show and hear what we're up to there. And while you're there, you might want to think about doing your own road trip. While you're at the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, be sure to check out the link for the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, because that is coming up really soon. That's going to be in October, October 2nd to the 5th. That is in Irving, which is between Dallas and Fort Worth, my area where I normally sit, Irving, Texas. Again, October 2nd to the 5th, 2024. And there are thousands, I mean thousands of investors. Maybe I'll find someone from Nebraska there. I think odds are pretty good. When you have 5,000 investors in one spot, it's pretty good chances. But you can learn more at our website, or you can text the keyword EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007 and get a link to register and learn more there. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any of our members that are in the area to bring on. We'll see. I've got somebody that I'm trying to line up that's just down the road in Kansas City that's talked about investing here in Omaha. So maybe they can share some of their insights. And that's the question I want to answer. Should you invest here? Is it a good market? Right? Nebraska. Right? I'm from Texas. That's the Lone Star State. We're here in Nebraska, the Cornhusker State. Yeah, and that's what you get, right? Omaha is on the far eastern side of the state, and when you head west towards Colorado, that's what you see, for the most part, right? Corn, soybeans, farming. In fact, that's why I was here 2 decades ago, working for a farm equipment manufacturer, building combines, balers, all that fun stuff. So what about Nebraska? Is it a good place? What about Omaha? Well, you do your own due diligence. And if you are a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, or if you become one and you are interested in investing out of state, we teach you how to do that. You know, I was at the Midwest Summit just down the road in Kansas City about a month and a half or so ago, and we talked about those very things: finding contractors, finding properties, managing the rehab process, all the things you might want to do remotely. So if you're on the coast where it is typically expensive and people there do invest out of state, you learn how to do that. We have got a lot of members investing remotely right now in Kansas City, in fact. So what about Omaha? What about Nebraska? It is, you know, doing my research before the show, it is a lot of sites, a lot of information out there deems it as moderately landlord friendly. Now, best thing you can do is talk with the local jurisdictions, the local municipalities where you're thinking about investing, see if there are any special things you need to understand. If they have a property code like we do in Texas, get a hold of that, see what their requirements are. But moderately landlord friendly sounds good, right? Seems to be leaning more towards landlords, which is good for us if we ever have to take action to get somebody out of a property. They do seem to have reasonably robust eviction laws. Now, it doesn't have a huge population. Like I said, Omaha, Lincoln, Nebraska, the capital here on the east side of the state. When you head west, not a lot out there, right? The entire state population in 2022 was 1.97 million, under 2 million. Now, if you're in Texas like I am, just by comparison, the city of Houston, just the city of Houston proper in 2022 was 2.3 million. Mind-blowing. Dallas-Fort Worth, where I reside, 6.6 million in 2023, and growing. Houston, growing. What about Omaha? What about Nebraska? Well, actually growing as well. The state population increased 20% from 1990 to 2020. That's a pretty big jump. Now, a little over half of that population, what do we say, almost 2 million in 2022, a little over half of that is in the Omaha metropolitan statistical area. That includes Council Bluffs, which is on the other side of the Missouri River there in Iowa, but a little over half of the population is in the Omaha MSA. But it's been growing pretty well as well. The decade to 2020, the most recent decade that was measured, up 11.8%. The decade to 2010, the prior one, 12.8%. Before that, 13.1%. To 1990, the decade, 15% growth. And so on. Very positive growth. So those, again, thinking about Nebraska and Omaha as a place to invest, those demographics are good news for rental owners. And when you are making a foray into another market, whether it's Omaha, whether it's Kansas City, whether it's Carrollton, Texas, or Hearst, Texas, or whatever, one of the little cities around the mid-cities in the DFW Metroplex, do your due diligence and figure out, is the population going up or is it going down? I don't want to see it going down. But here it's going up and up and up. And those demographics, like I said, are good news for rental owners, for investors. Now, as you head into the city of Omaha, we're actually camped a little bit south of the city in a little town called Papillion, in a little nature preserve area. But we headed into the city, and as you go that direction, it is older stock, right? The houses are a little bit older. It's not unlike what I saw in Kansas City. And by the way, I did a show about the Kansas City Midwest Summit and the road trip I took there in June. You can find that on our website if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That was July 12th. But we talked about Kansas City as a market. In fact, I had a special guest on to educate us on that market. But here in Omaha, what we're seeing is that older core. And with the Missouri River on the east side, what is it doing? It's naturally expanding west. And I was just floored. Again, we've been gone for 2 decades. We came up once, maybe 10 years ago, for a quick visit. But the expansion outward is tremendous. You know, again, we drove up from the south, and just the residential construction that's going on here is tremendous. But housing, again, coming from Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, where the prices are up a bit, housing is relatively inexpensive here. It's 15% cheaper than the U.S. average. So that means I can get in for a better price. I looked at some of the home prices. Here where I'm sitting around here, there are some really big McMansions. Ooh, I don't think I would buy these, but if I go back to the core, a lot of people want to live there because that's where the industry is. The price points are still pretty good. Cost of living here, 7% lower than the national average. So that's going to bring, that's probably one of the drivers of those demographic shifts. It's a cost of living is very friendly to the family. And there are a lot of good industries and employers represented here. Just industry-wise, obviously with the Corn Belt here, the soy, you've heard of Omaha Steaks, right? A lot of food processing, a lot of beef handling, things in that nature. Insurance, very big industry here. Banking and finance, you may not know that, but Omaha is a hub for banking and finance and transportation. A lot of rail lines go through here. So there's a good diverse base from the industry perspective. And then when I think about employers, well, you've probably heard of the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, right? Berkshire Hathaway, big employer here, big company. We're not too far from Offutt Air Force Base. That used to be the Strategic Air Command. So a lot of, we drove past it, big airplanes sitting out there on the runways, big employer. Union Pacific, right? Talk about the transportation. TD Ameritrade, Valmont Industries, Cabela's, actually headquartered, not here in Omaha, but down the road in Sydney, Nebraska, heading out towards the Nebraska Panhandle. A number of manufacturers. My wife, when we were here, she worked for Conagra, again, thinking about food products. And the list goes on. So there's a lot of good industry, a good diversity of industry here, and a very good employment base. So again, I'm just thinking about demographics. I'm thinking about what people do. Is this a good place? If I put a house on the market, am I going to be able to collect the rent? Am I going to be able to collect good rent? Well, the median household income is around $70,000, a little bit north of $70,000. So yeah, sounds good. So should you invest here? I don't know. Sounds like some pretty good demographics, income base, and so on to me. And I did talk, like I mentioned, I talked with a lead investor from Kansas City, actually at the last Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and he's done some lead investments on apartments in Kansas City. His son, by the way, has as well. I'm trying to have him and his son on the show in the near term so we can hear a little bit about how that family dynamic works. But I asked him, I said, you know, have you considered Omaha? He said, absolutely. He said, absolutely. It's 3 hours up the road. Not far. Good market. And again, speaking of the expo, if you want to learn more, text the keyword expo to 88007. I know I threw that out there already. I don't want to overdo it, but really is a good place to go. Really is a good place to learn. And we're going to head into a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, well, what if you've invested in the past, but it's been a while? What does that mean? Does it mean anything? I don't know. We'll talk about it. Stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Tired of living the life of quiet desperation? Want to retire but can't save fast enough? Let Bill Walmsley and the team at Lifestyles Unlimited show you how.
I'm here to tell you, you got to take action now. You got 1 year, and at the end of 1 year, it's going to be just as crazy as it was.
Change your roadmap. Change your life.
So unlike when you go to retire and you think you have a pile of money and you're going to live off that pile of money and your goal becomes die before you run out of money, right?
Use real estate to create passive income.
Our goal here is just go out there and create the income stream. We don't care how big the pile is. That's irrelevant to us. Create the income stream we can live on and then every year continue to build that wealth.
Build wealth.
You should be able to increase your income every year for the rest of your life. I have since I was 34 years old.
Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I thank you for tuning in today. I've mentioned this already. I'm coming to you from Omaha, Nebraska. Come back up here. Ooh, we owned a house here actually a couple of decades ago. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about that to drive home a very important point. And you may be asking yourself, okay, well, why invest in real estate at all? Well, that's how I got my financial freedom. That's how I got retired at the age of 47. That's how my wife retired years before me, is because we built a portfolio of single family houses that were kicking off cash flow. Yeah, cash flow. That's the big thing that retired us. We have other members at Lifestyles Unlimited that retire on apartment investing or some mix of both. You can absolutely do both. But if I think about houses, I want you to remember this point. We make money five ways on our houses. And I'm going to give you, I want to lead with an example that we don't typically stress. We don't underscore the fact that we do have and enjoy appreciation on our properties. It's icing on the cake. When I buy, I'm buying for that cash flow that I mentioned and a number of other things I'll mention briefly. But appreciation happens. And I want to tell you, we bought a house here in Omaha when we were living and working in the area back in, I believe we bought it in 2005. And I know for sure that we sold it in 2006. And this, we moved to Germany at the time. Drove our sale, but this was a beautiful Tudor style house built in 1926. You know, had those sweeping, very peaked roofs, you know, a slate roof at the time, two stories above ground, and then this huge, partially finished basement. The total square footage, I think, worked out to be about 2,200 square feet or so, three bed, two bath, plus whatever was in the basement there. And again, we had to move, or we elected to move with my company over to Germany, and we sold in 2006, middle of the year, for $175,000, okay? We're able to eke up a little bit of a profit to cover our transaction costs. It was a very short hold period, but get this. Just a couple days ago, drove past, wanted to see what, we loved that house, wanted to see what it looked like, happened to check, and this is not a non-disclosure state, so you can see sales prices. This house just happened to sell this year, just a couple of months ago, for over $400,000. Now, do I wish I had held it? Knowing what I know now, yes, absolutely. But we saw that appreciation. This thing doubled in value in 18 years, and we say it all the time. Real estate doubles in value in usually about 20 years. Bam. I know it's anecdotal. It's one data point. But I think if you look at other properties in the area, you're going to see the exact same thing. We talked about the reason why, the demographics, the people moving here. That's pushing up the pricing. But appreciation is just one of the ways that we make money. Right, that goes back to the demographic growth here, but there's more to it. There's that cash flow, because I'm going to rent it, gross rent, pay my principal interest, right, my mortgage, my taxes, my insurance, and my net profit is my cash flow. But there's more, because when I buy right, and I don't buy a retail rent-ready house typically. I have, but typically we don't. We're buying houses that need work, and through the renovation process, we capture equity, and that can be a very large number right now. If I have time towards the end of the show, I'll bring you an example. And then over the hold period, right, we have somebody in place. They're paying the rent. They're paying the mortgage. And I have equity buildup. And then there are tax advantages on top. That's just with our houses. There's an additional way with apartments. Not going to get into that today. But there are five ways we make money in our single family houses. That's why we do that. That's why we invest in these. But what if you have not invested in a while? Well, maybe that's a problem. I don't know. That brings me to Nebraska. I mentioned that I made my first skydive here 20 years ago. And we decided to come up here in the middle of the summer. And it's actually kind of hot up here in the summer for one big reason. The Sport Parachute Club, Lincoln Sport Parachute Club, where we made that first skydive, they have what's called a boogie every year in the summertime. And a boogie is basically a big skydiver party. Right? This is a little drop zone, a little club. They typically fly Cessna 182s, small aircraft, go to 10,000 feet, and at a boogie, they bring in special aircraft, bigger aircraft. In fact, there's one airplane coming up from Skydive, Arizona. Big old Cessna, a de Havilland Twin Otter. Huge plane, takes a lot of jumpers, goes much higher. Lots of fun, lots of special jumps, etc. But here's the problem. Although I started jumping 20 years ago, I had not made a skydive in almost 2 years, my wife and I both. We just got, hey, traveling in the RV, doing other things with our son. That's okay. So I was not current. I had not made a jump. With my license, if you don't make a jump every 6 months, you lose that currency. So in order to be ready to jump at the boogie, I needed to become current again. And what does that mean? Well, first and foremost, education. I had to do a recurrency refresher course. right? What does that look like? It was an hour or so, maybe longer. Remembering things like malfunctions. What do I do with my main parachute when I try to open it? What if it has a problem? Do I cut it away and open the reserve parachute? Do I go straight to the reserve parachute? I mean, you're falling 120 miles an hour. Every second lost is several hundred feet of altitude with the ground rushing ever closer. So you need to know how to make a quick decision, right? So important to refresh that. Flight patterns, aircraft safety, doing gear checks, safety checks, etc. All that stuff. And then I had to go and do a jump together with a United States Parachute Association instructor. This was a student level jump. I've got over 1,600 jumps. Sounds like a lot. It's not many, but over 20 years. But, you know, little basic maneuvers show that I'm stable in the air, that I have altitude awareness, checking my altimeter in between each move, right? Deploy the parachute at the correct altitude. And after that jump, I'm current. And of course, I passed the jump and everything else. It is like riding a bike. But I took the steps necessary to make sure I'm operating in a safe way after a considerable break. That's becoming current. Okay. What about real estate? What if you've not invested in a while? Are you current? The same thing applies if you've not invested in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or at all. Maybe you've never invested in a rental property at all. But let's say for those that have, let's say it's been a decade since you bought and renovated your last property. Well, you need to be careful, right? Just like I needed to remember how malfunctions under a parachute work and refresh all those things that I maybe hadn't thought about in a couple of years. You need to refresh your knowledge. In fact, you may be operating under old information, old market knowledge. Markets shift in real estate. They shift all the time. All real estate is local, by the way, as well. So if you've been investing in a different state and now you're thinking about Omaha, Nebraska, or Knoxville, Tennessee, somewhere else in Georgia, wherever we have realty, wherever we are active at the moment, doesn't matter. You got to get that market knowledge. They're going to shift. They're going to move. So are you in tune with the house, you know, the pricing of houses now? Whether it's the market value once it's fixed up, we call that the after repair value, the ARV, or the price to buy that asset. What's a good normal price to buy a junker, a fixer-upper? When I started buying back in 2012, boy, we bought a house, $60K. I could not buy that same house today in the condition it was then for $60K. It'd be more than double. I'd probably be paying $120K. This is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So how has that shifted? You need to know, because you may pass on actually very good investment opportunities because you're operating under old knowledge. And how have rents changed? And I'll tell you, everywhere across the nation, up and up and up, up, up. Presidential election coming up, they're going to talk about that. So important market information, you need to make sure you're in tune with that. And for those that are doing renovations, this may be even more important. How have the renovation costs changed? The rehab costs, the cost to put in an air conditioner system, the cost to put on a roof, the cost to lift the foundation if you have to do that. And again, a good way to do that is to find an education and mentoring group like Lifestyles Unlimited, and we teach you everything you need to know. Right? We have a two-day financial freedom seminar that you can do this online, or you can, if you're near one of our offices, go and do this in person. Talk all about investing in single-family houses on day one, all about investing in apartments while they're as an active owner, a syndicator, or as a passive investor. We teach all that on day two. You can learn more at our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. And it's interesting, as I was getting current again as a skydiver, I started thinking about something in particular. There's a concept in skydiving. It's called a sight picture. And it just means you immediately can judge something by looking at it. And to give you a kind of a rough example, when I was making my first jumps 20 years ago, we were surrounded by cornfields and soybeans, and I got used to the sight picture of the hitting the brakes on my parachute when my feet were about on level with the top of the corn plants. Worked great. Had great landings every time. Sight picture worked for me. There's the corn, hit the brakes. One day I went out, they had harvested the corn. The plants were gone. When I came down on that next jump, that first jump, I hit the ground hard because I was used to that sight picture of the corn, the corn stalks. Bad example in my case, right? Well, the same thing happens in real estate. Sometimes you just walk a house and you know this is a winner. This is it. How do you know? Site pictures, because you've seen a dozen or more houses just like it. You know how the renovation budget was. You know what the ending market value was. You know what the cash out of pocket was. You know what it rents for. I love this about Lifestyles Unlimited. Members do this by going to special events. These are, for example, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we have these monthly. It's called a single family road trip. Before I bought my first rental house, I'd been out to easily half a dozen, maybe more of these, often going to multiple houses per trip. What were we doing? We're walking this house that's dilapidated. They've bought it. They're starting to repair it. We see the budget. We see what it looks like now. We may come back weeks or months later and look at it when it's done. Here are the numbers, right? Do that multiple times per road trip, even just one, dive in a little deeper, right? You hear the numbers, you see the renovations, you hear the numbers, that repetition starts to form and you develop that sight picture. And I can remember thinking about that house. I mentioned buying a house for $60K. That house was one of these. My wife and I, we drove down there. This was south of Dallas. Got the lead from one of the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team. And walked into the house, right? Realtor was with us and just knew immediately, just a quick walk around. Bam, this was our fifth house, by the way. This matches the one I did before and the one I did before that and the one I did before that. We could see it. The picture was there. If you have not gotten that experience, you do it by going to things like the single family road trips. That's how you build that repertoire, so to speak. And I would add to that, that just simply, it's not just going into the houses to get the renovation budget right. It's analyzing investment opportunities regularly. Similar to, you know, the site pictures, the actual building itself. We're staying in tune with the numbers, the market numbers more broadly by taking advantage of, you know, I get email blasts from the realty team across the nation, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Kansas City, all across Texas, all the time. And I'll look at these, and I'll dive in. And by doing this regularly, by analyzing investment opportunities regularly, you stay in tune with the numbers. You see when the market starts to shift. You see what kind of equity capture are we getting right now? What's the cash flow look like? So, for example, I got a blast not too long ago from one of the realty team out of Dallas. 1953 build house. I happen to own a number in that age. That's great. Typically pier and beam. I love those. Three bed, two bath, one car garage. After repair market value, he's already done the analysis for me. $210K. By the way, they tend to be conservative, those realtors that we work with. Suggested price, $155. So there's about a 40-55 spread, K spread there. Estimated equity capture. So when I buy this house and do the renovations, I'm going to create, just out of thin air, $30,000 in equity. My cash into it is estimated to be about $25,000. So all told, my equity buffer will be about $55,000. But what do you hear there? $25,000 into it, creating an additional immediate $30,000 in equity capture. That's over a 100% return. One of the reasons why we do this. Now we're going to put someone in there. They're going to rent it. They're going to pay a rent every month. And my cash flow on this is projected to be close to $300 every month into my pocket. That's a 12.9% cash on cash return. Where else are you getting that? So we got cash flow. We got over 100% immediate return on our equity. We're going to have equity build up through the process. And by way of my house that I mentioned here in Omaha, properties values double in about every 20 years. This one did in 18. Tremendous ways to make money here. But if you're not current, if it's been a while, if you've never done it at all, get an education, get re-educated if it's been a while. And you can do that at Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. While you're there, check out the expo. Be sure to come down to Dallas. I'd love to meet you. If you're from Nebraska, I'd love to meet you. Love to hear how it's going. And just learn more about what we do there. Great opportunities out there in the market right now. Over 100% return. Phenomenal. Hard to beat. Well, thank you for tuning in today. I'm going to go out and enjoy our time here in Omaha, Nebraska. You have a wonderful day. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.